Jazz Sanctuary. Can you tell me about how it came to be?
Sure. In May of 2006, I had a brain AVM, which is a leak in a little vein in the brain. Thanks to my wife, who saved my life, she made me go to the emergency room. And after 3 days, they said, you have a brain AVM and a 40% chance of dying. So I made my will, and the day of the operation said goodbye, I love you, to my dear wife and to my daughter, and went into a 13-hour, two-day operation on my brain. And when I came out, I was unable to speak, read. I had no hand-eye coordination. Dizzy. I couldn't even sit, let alone stand. I was supposed to be in the hospital 13 days. I was in the hospital 33 days. And while I was there, I was visited by an amazing number of people. People I never knew. People came to support my wife. Now, my wife is a priest. She's the Episcopal priest at Gloria Dei Old Swedish Church. And priests came in to visit. And they all sat with me and said, do you mind if we pray? Now, I'm near death. I need all the help I can get. So if you want to pray, pray. That was my initial attitude. And then I understood they were giving me a peaceful way of dealing with where I was. And people showed up from everywhere. I was absolutely amazed. So here I am home, and people are still showing up. The sense of community and well-being. They were all trying to help. It was truly amazing. So a year went by, and I decided, I had played guitar and a little bass before, but I decided to play bass. And while I was playing bass to fix, literally fix, my hand-eye coordination, I was making myself into a jazz bassist. Of course, I was studying, and I read everything I could lay my hands on to increase my eye coordination so I could move my eyes left to right. After all, I wanted to read music. If it weren't for the music and my desire to play the music, and I want to interject, the friends who played the music with me. A bass player locks in with a drummer. They're the rhythm section with the piano, but you have to be locked in with that drummer. I was one of the most fortunate human beings on this earth. I had Leon Jordan, who is a superb drummer, probably one of the best in the country, who was so patient with me. Every time I made a mistake, he would say, no, no, here's the way you do it. Here's the way you do it. And he took me along that path. So between Eddie Etkins on sax and Leon Jordan on drums and George Sinclair on piano and Alan Siegel just thumping along, you know, doing his best, breathing hard. 2.5 years later, I'm a jazz bassist. I couldn't have done it without people. And I decided I wanted to give back. I thought, how do I give back? How do I give back to those people who helped me so much through that period? And the Jazz and Joe was born at that time. Jazz Sanctuary was born at that time. And that's really, you think about people and your life and a house of worship, and you figure out in a hurry that a house of worship, no matter what faith, is a place of community, a place of joining, a place of peace, a place of thoughtfulness, and you take it wherever you want to take it. And hopefully, by giving the jazz events, we bring a little joy and enjoyment.
What I hear you saying is that music helped you recover from this crisis.
Not help me recover. Was responsible for the recovery. I'm not sure I could have done it without music. Yes, I could have walked. That would have happened. And would I have read? Yes. Would I have gotten back my hand-eye coordination that quickly? Never. Never. It wouldn't have happened.
And jazz in particular, you found this ideal medium.
But jazz incorporates all, for me, all there is in music at a popular level. And it's also a very, not only emotional, as is all of, I'm going to say, European, Western, classical music, very emotional, but it's also felt from the inside out. And it's an involved music form. It's not enough to know there's three notes in a chord. You have to know all the derivations. You have to know all the nuances of that chord and how it's spread apart and taken apart.
Can you talk about the mission of Jazz Sanctuary?
The mission is as follows: to bring music to houses of worship and to the general public free of charge, to pay musicians a fair rate for their services. I do not accept any remuneration whatsoever from this. It is my pleasure, and I don't want to say my mission in life because I'm 72, but it's what I do now. And there's another prong to the mission, which is to educate those who can't afford an education in music. Of all the things I am sorry about is I've not been successful in raising the necessary funding to provide the education to those who can't afford it. Trust me, I'm going to work on it. I'll make it yet. We'll get my guys out there teaching.
Why is jazz such an ideal medium to foster community?
Jazz is an amazing thing. You have to be able to recognize a song to be able to appreciate what the jazz musician does. So we do an introduction, and we play the tune. Now you get to the middle part, and the jazz musician plays his soul. He plays whatever's inside him in that middle part. So you hear bits and pieces of the melody, and then you hear the drummer playing a polyrhythm, and you hear the piano player doing his thing, and our great vibe player, Randy Sutton, plays his thing, and the sax plays his thing, and then we go right back to the beginning again, and we play his ABA song, and we play the end, and the audience says, oh, I heard that before. I understand what they did. They took that melody and just did what? Produced something unique every time. And then you bring the audience back to an understanding of where you were, what you did. There's not too many forms of music that give you that understanding of what a musician can do. And when I look out at the audience and I see them swaying or tapping their feet or clapping their hands or dancing, or it works, but that middle part, they watch and they listen and they understand just what the musician is giving them.
So, and does music help people connect on an emotional level?
It not only connects a person in the audience individually to the musicians as a whole, and then to the soloist individually, it connects the people in the audience together. It does what faith does. It brings people together in a mutual understanding. I make no comment as to what your faith is. They're all listening to one piece of music, and they're all involved in that one piece of music together.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.